Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz with goalie Dan Bakula. First off, congratulations on the weekend.
Thank you.
Well, something different today. Every goalie has a unique design of their lid. We're going to talk about yours. First off, is this something you came up with or something the artist came up with?
That was a little bit of both. I kind of wanted something different. I told him, you know, get a beaver logo on there. But the back plate was mostly my idea.
All right. Since that was your idea, we'll start with it. Bob and Doug.
Yeah, I got a couple strange brew boys here, Bob and Doug McKenzie from the Great White North, and I kind of chose them. You know, a lot of people put the Canadian flag or something like that. I kind of thought I'd put them on there instead of that.
Certainly unique. No, I think it was the first year you had it. We were playing down in, heck, I don't even remember where. But I remember TV kept showing the back of it, and they thought it was the greatest thing ever. How many comments from other players do you get about that?
Well, I'm surprised a lot of the Canadian guys don't even know who they are. I get a lot more comments from the refs there when they come out and make jokes or, you know, coming off and take off, eh, or you hoser. I always hear a couple of those from those guys, so that's always good for a laugh.
All right, on to the rest of it. You got some old-time goalie imagery on there. I'm guessing you're lucky you don't have to play in that kind of gear.
Oh, yeah. even now, you get a couple pucks, it still hurts. But, yeah, I kind of chose these guys just to get a different look on it. That was mostly his idea. He found some pictures. And on the chin there, I just put backs for just my nickname there.
Other lids that you've had in the past, what kind of stuff has been on those?
Same thing. I kind of had my Royals one. That was freshman year. I was still wearing that junior one. I kind of had a king on the side and some gnarly looking monster on the other side, and kind of kept the same on the chin with backs there.
Why is the mask such a icon of goalies? I mean, I don't even know if you know the history of who first started painting up lids, but it seems like synonymous now. You think goalies, you're thinking, all right, they got a cool litter. Their lid is kind of boring.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, not too many guys. You know, everyone's always excited to get a new helmet to see what the next guy comes up with or puts on it. So, I mean, nowadays, it's all you want to do is kind of get a new helmet and get a nice little paint job.
How long of a process is it from talking to the guy and figuring out what you want on it to finished product?
Depending on his time frame, I think usually about a month or so to kind of get the ideas rolling and kind of figure out what's going to go where.
All right, on the ice, what do you think is your strong point? Glove, blocker, stick, what?
Chest. If they shoot at my chest, I think that's my strongest point there. I'm hoping they hit me there because it won't go through. So I'm hoping that's my forte.
When you make a save that maybe you don't have any business making, what's the reaction internally?
Just kind of like, well, you don't even think about it. You kind of just go, well, thank God he shot it at me, I guess. And you're just hoping to get a part of your body up across, and I've been lucky in the past. So
when the play is on the other end of the ice, what do you do?
Just watch the play develop. I mean, trying to stay focused, trying to see what they're doing, or seeing if their guy's trying to cheat so I can help my D-man, you know, come back or help them make the right decisions.
This may be something that I'm imagining, but I've noticed you going to play the puck a little bit further away from the crease the last couple of weeks. Is that by design or not?
No, I don't know why. It's just lately been happening. I don't know. Trying to be a little more aggressive there and trying to help out as much as I can, I guess.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.